Good afternoon. It is a Tuesday, November the 21st, 2017. 13 minutes past 1 o'clock here, and as you know, the big holiday, Thanksgiving, is just right around the corner. Tomorrow is the busiest travel day of the year, Thursday is the big Thanksgiving day, and Friday, of course, the busiest shopping day of the year. Here's a little fact for you. AAA forecasts that 50.9 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving in the year 2017. Now, because we are almost at the big holiday, Thanksgiving, you want to spend time with family and friends. And we have guests on this program all year, and they're great guests. But there is one person who I consider to be a dear friend and almost like family. So as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, who better to talk with about all the big festivities and fun and remembrances of years past than an Emmy Award-winning actress, the voice of Ursula in Disney's The Little Mermaid, and probably my favorite guest of all time because she will come on anytime I ask her. It's Thanksgiving. It's just like talking with a dear cousin, the legendary Pat Carroll. Pat, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Scott. How are you, cuz?
Oh, I tell you, isn't it? We're close. We've been to your house now, so I think we're family. I think that officially makes us family.
That makes you family, you betcha. You betcha. And the house is still here, and so am I. Thank you, Lord.
Pat, how is... This will be your 90th Thanksgiving.
Yes, it will be, and I am grateful for each and every one. I won't be with my family this year, because travel gets harder and harder for me at the age of 90. And it's not the act of travel, it's the getting there to where you're going to take off then in that plane. It's the crowds. It's the everybody's in such a hurry, and nobody's really having a good time traveling. It's not like it used to be. But don't all us old folks say that. But it becomes more difficult every year.
Certainly does. So you're lucky not to be one of those 50.9 million people who will be on the road. That's an amazing number to me.
Yes, it is. And I admire each and every person who goes out of their way to be with family at this holiday. It's a very special holiday. It's one, we forget the word to be thankful. To be thankful for everything, but particularly for family. Oh, thank God for our families. And it's such a joyous holiday because it really kind of lauds family being together. And I think that's wonderful whenever you can be. And I know everybody has a mission in this world today. No matter how young they are, they all have things they have to do. And you just bless everybody and hope everybody travels safely. That's the major thing, to travel safely. You don't mean to hurt anybody, and they don't mean to hurt you. They're called accidents. Just everybody be very aware every second you're traveling.
Now,
that's all the advice I have to give.
No, that was good. I liked it. Pat, since you won't be with your family this year, how will you be celebrating the holiday?
I will be with wonderful dear friends who have the most hospitable home, and they're such good cooks, and I enjoy their food tremendously and their company more than that. So it will be a lovely holiday, though I won't be with my family, but they will be involved with cousins and with other members of the family and friends, close friends. So it'll be a family kind of holiday for them, for which I'm grateful.
Now, when you look at the Thanksgiving table, what food do you go for first? What do you love the best?
Turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
I'm afraid turkey is it, because that just says Thanksgiving to me. And any of the asides, any of the side dishes, I love all of them. I don't care what they are. But that old turkey bird, that's got to be the major object.
You know, Pat, I've always been shocked that people don't eat turkey more. It seems like it's a Thanksgiving and Christmas thing, but boy, it's...
Well, I think it's because people have made it that way. It's the biggest bird for eating, and I think that's why it's a good holiday meal, because it serves more people.
Now, do you like cranberry sauce on your turkey?
Oh, I adore cranberry sauce. I will eat cranberries for breakfast.
You know, I like the cranberry sauce, but I actually like it better out of the can than the actual...
Oh, do you?
I do.
Well, then that's the way you must have it.
That's what you have to do. You have to find what you like.
That's right, and do it.
Now, what...
People keep thinking they have to eat according to other people's rules. No, you eat according to your rules.
That's exactly right. Now, when you were growing up, what were Thanksgivings like in Louisiana?
Well, I didn't stay in Louisiana a long time. I was born there. But I lived most of my life in Los Angeles, and my mother was one of the greatest hostesses I have ever enjoyed being at the hand of. She was a brilliant hostess. She was a marvelous cook. And our holidays were always so festive because she always invited loads of people. She enjoyed entertaining. She was a brilliant hostess and a wonderful cook. So she starred on all levels. And I tell you, she always had the turkey, but all the surrounding dishes were just as good as the turkey. I could have eaten just those and have missed the turkey and been fine. But it was always a joy, the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays under my mother's brilliant hostessing, because she was a charming hostess, she was a marvelous cook, she knew how to please people, and she loved to have lots of people around, eating lots of food. She particularly loved to see that men ate well. I think being a Southern lady, she was trained to that as a very young woman. Make sure the men eat well. And I think it's a good idea.
Mm. When you became a mother yourself, what were the Thanksgivings like that you put on?
Well, because I usually ask my mother to be the hostess because she was such a brilliant one until she passed, she always had charge of it because she set the tenor and the tone, plus most of the food. I am not a cook. So my mother was very responsible for our holidays and being the head lady of same. And she was awfully good at it and always jolly, always full of laughter, full of wonderful food to serve us. She was just, I'm not even one half as good as my mom was. But I always think of her over the holidays because of the brilliant hostess and the brilliant cook she was. She gave beautiful affairs over the holidays.
Was there anything that you ever did get into cooking that you liked to cook?
Nope, not a thing. Isn't that a wonderful honesty? I am not a cook by nature. Cooking does not thrill me. I'm usually not pleased with my own end results, but I admire other women or men who are wondrous cooks, and I worship at their shrines.
You know, that reminds me of a story, and since this is a Thanksgiving show, you know, I'll share a story here. Maybe the audience will be interested in.
Good, I hope so. I want to hear it.
Yeah. You remember, I'm sure, Kitty Carlisle.
Of course.
Yes.
She was the perfect hostess on TV.
She certainly was, but she also was not the kitchen expert, let's say. Now, Kitty told me this story one time. She loved to tell this story. She said one time her and her family, her husband and her two kids, were going to have Thanksgiving alone. They weren't going to invite anybody else, and she was going to attempt to cook the Thanksgiving dinner, the whole dinner.
Good for her.
So she went to her cooks in her house, and she said, basically, could you kind of pre-prepare this because I really don't know how to cook, and then leave the instructions so I can, you know, warm it up and make it all very delicious. So they said they got to the house, and it was just the four of them, Kitty, her husband, Moss Hart, and the two children, and Kitty said, well, to Moss, she said, well, take the kids out, go on a long walk, work up your appetites, and when you come back home, I'll have the food ready. So Kitty went into the kitchen, and she put the turkey in the oven, and she started to warm up the stuffing and the potatoes and the pies, and the house started to smell wonderful, and she thought she had everything right in hand, and she laid down and took a nap, and the kids came home to this house just smelling wonderful and great, and she was so happy, and she went into the kitchen, and she pulled the oven door open to pull the turkey out, and it was white as a ghost. She never turned the oven on.
Oh, Lord, that sounds like something I'd do. Oh, dear. Oh, I hope they had the good sense to laugh.
Well, they said what they did was they went and had Thanksgiving dinner at the Red Roof Inn, and she never...
I think that's wonderful.
And she said what she learned from that was she never tried to cook again. Stick with what you know.
A lesson well learned, I would say. Oh, that's marvelous. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, you know that Kitty, and I think a lot of people are like this, if you can laugh at yourself, hey, that's all you need.
Oh, I tell you, it's all you need indeed. And people who can't laugh at themselves are very unhappy.
They really are. And Pat, 90 years of life, 90 years of Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for?
I'm just thankful to be alive and still be living life in fair good health for 90 years of age. And to be with my family, and to see my kids grow up and have kids of their own. This is what it's all about. This is the excitement of life. And these holidays, these family holidays, are so conducive to looking around your family and saying, thank you, Lord. I appreciate that they're all in good health and they're, you know, and all of the lovely blessings that each and every family have. Different blessings. But every family, look carefully, you'll see the blessings you have. And just say, thank you, Lord, and get on with your day and have a marvelous time.
Now, Pat, neither you nor I are in the cooking profession.
Nope. I can barely heat soup.
That's funny. When you look at a table, does it ever astonish you? Because I see this more at Thanksgiving than any other time. People decorate the tables now with leaves and tablecloths.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
My mother always did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, before it was chic. She had it looking like a wonderland, the table. You knew it was Thanksgiving. It wasn't Easter. And it was so appropriate, and it was very heartfelt, and it was wonderful.
You know, the thing about Thanksgiving as well is it's one of those holidays where most businesses still give you the day off.
Yeah.
Which I think's nice.
Right, it's correct.
When you were at the height of your career and working a lot, did you ever have to work a holiday?
Of course, all the time. And I never resented it. It's like being in the service. When you go into showbiz, any time, any day of the week, it doesn't make any difference. You sign up to serve. And I have never resented that. I have always loved working on holidays because the energy put into the world by everybody who's celebrating, you coast on. And it's wonderful. It never bothered me in the theatrical profession that we had to work on holidays because we're part of that thing called entertainment for the holidays. And it is like being in the service. You serve as an entertainer because you're in a profession. That's our job. And I've never resented that job. I've always loved it.
And
thank God that people in the entertainment profession are willing to work on the holidays and do what they do all the time.
You know, that's a very interesting point. I was reading a book the other day about Bob Hope, who worked just about every Christmas, but
that's
yet
right.
He was people's Christmas tradition, even though he
that's
had to,
right.
even though he had
he
to,
was their yeah. Christmas clown.
Right, even though he had to be away from his family, he became part of other people's tradition.
Right.
How important do you think tradition is to keep up?
Tradition is to what?
To keep going, to keep the traditions alive.
Oh, I think any traditions for anything, academically, whatever, I think are very important. It's part of history. And history or one's history. It's very important to keep the tradition alive. In your own family, isn't it important? Don't you find it wonderful to celebrate all the birthdays in the family, the anniversaries in the family, the special events in the family? It's another way to salute those who are close to us and have a good reason to do it.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my. That's a great story. So Mother Goose
isn't that
was
lovely?
Mother Goose
but
had a few
oh, what
nips.
Fun it was. And the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
Now, Pat, there was a good example of working on a holiday, but it sounds like you thoroughly enjoyed that.
Oh, I did. And, you know, I think when you come into the theatrical profession, you realize that the work that you do many times is part of the celebration for everyone. So you know when you come into this profession that you are undoubtedly going to be working on the holidays. And that never bothered me because that was part of my sign-up. That was part of my service, was to do what we do for the holidays. And I always enjoyed it, and I never resented it.
Interesting. I saw this morning that the ads have all come out for Friday, the busiest shopping day of the year.
Yep.
They start on Thursday night. Were you ever a Black Friday shopper, Pat?
Nope, never have been.
Never?
I'm not much of a shopper anyway. And I admit that readily. My mother would always do the shopping. My daughters have always done the shopping. I am not a good shopper. I'm not a knowledgeable shopper. And I leave that to members of my family who are far better than I.
Mm. You know, I pass those stores Thanksgiving night. Sometimes I'll just go out and drive by the store, and I can't believe how many people are out.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great shopping day. And I think people, because other people are doing it, don't feel ridiculous, don't feel stupid, don't feel late. I think it's very comforting to know that other people are doing this too. And I think it's good for people to feel comfortable.
Now, here's a Thanksgiving fact for people. The Turkey Day used to be the last Thursday in Thanksgiving. Abraham Lincoln proclaimed it that, but Franklin Roosevelt moved it to the next to last Thursday in November to extend the holiday shopping season.
And wasn't that a wise move for our stores?
Oh, he knew what he was doing, President Roosevelt.
Absolutely. That created more business. It created more time for the shoppers. And the holidays are always so pressed because you have Thanksgiving and Christmas cheek on jowl. You know, so the shoppers, and mostly women, shopping for families, but they are hard-pressed to get everything done, plus cooking at home and the rest of it. I'm just always delighted anything that helps shoppers during the Thanksgiving Christmas holidays.
Absolutely. Pat, you talked about your mother, who sounds like was a big part of your Thanksgiving tradition.
Oh, extraordinary. I miss her all the time, even these many years she's been gone.
And that's one
She was a brilliant hostess. She loved entertaining. She was a Southern lady and had all of those Southern ways about her. She was a marvelous cook, brilliant hostess. Just anything I know or practice as a hostess, I learned from my mother. She was wonderful, just wonderful, and loved doing it. She was born to that work. She just adored it. As most women that I have known seem to be born to it. They become brilliant hostesses and cooks and the rest of it, and their doors are open to the world, which I think is wonderful.
Absolutely. And kind of where I was going there, when you do live a long life, which is a great thing, unfortunately we do lose those people, and a lot of people get depressed around the holidays. How do you stay up?
Oh, I don't. I know why people get depressed around the holidays. And it's usually because people that they love dearly are gone. And it's more difficult to celebrate with loved ones that you were always accustomed to have around, not there anymore. But I always say, keep that, be sad about it, miss them, but enjoy the people that are still here, and it's usually the younger contingent. And teach them the example of how to celebrate these wonderful holidays. And each family has their own traditions and their own ways of entertaining and enjoying. And it's wonderful. It's family time. It's enjoying the family time, too.
And one of the big family traditions on Thanksgiving is a lot of families get together and watch a movie that night. And I just learned that this year, one of the big Thanksgiving movies, also a big Christmas movie, Miracle on 34th Street, is celebrating.
Oh, yes, that's such a good film.
Oh.
It holds up over the years.
It's brilliant, and this year it is 70 years old.
Oh, God bless it. You see, the motion picture industry I have to thank from the time I was 4 years old when my parents first began taking me to see movies. And my life has been full of gratitude to Hollywood ever since then. I have enjoyed things that will last me my lifetime, the major one being Gone with the Wind.
Mm.
Which is my all-time favorite movie of any ever made. I think it is a brilliant example of Hollywood at its best. And there are about a half dozen other films that I watch over the holidays because I've been watching them for, 30, 40 years. And it is with gratitude that I say in my heart, thank you, Hollywood, for turning out these wonderful pieces of artistry.
And they hold up.
Oh, do they ever hold up? And it's so strange because most of these go back to the 30s.
Yeah.
Now, life was very different in the 30s, I know because I was there. But those films made by those creative people of that time, they must have had a psychic relationship to the future because they dealt with our rhythms. They dealt with many of our problems, and they did it masterfully and beautifully, and the actors of that day were so marvelous. Oh, excuse me. I'm awfully sorry.
No.
The actors were so conducive to time, place, and event. What wonderful actors we had in those days, and not that we don't have wonderful actors today. But in those days, you didn't have anything to compare it to because they were the first.
Well,
and they were so representative of the best that motion picture acting can be.
You know, it's so interesting you mention that, Pat, because the Macy's Parade started in the 20s. The Miracle on 34th Street started or came out in the 40s. It's a Wonderful right. Life was about that time as well. But right. these are the things that here 70, 90 years later, we still do these traditions every year.
That's right.
I wonder what we did.
You know why? Those films that they made at that time were almost prophetic. And they were also rather brilliantly of their time. And that time had a great deal to do with importance about family and celebration and tradition. And we can never lose tradition in this country.
And you know what, Pat?
If we do, we're in big trouble.
With something interesting, they all have a happy ending.
Yep. And what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Where can you go for a happy ending except in books or movies? And now maybe television occasionally. But what's wrong with a happy ending? Do people want people to be pickle pusses and go around with negative, negative, negative all the time? No! Let's be kids with a happy ending. Do you ever see children going to get books that don't have a happy ending? No, they're smart. We aren't.
You know, Pat, it's interesting. I never thought about this, but I got a question today when I announced you were going to be on the program. And, of course, one of your signature characters that you played was a villain, Ursula, in The Little Mermaid.
Absolutely.
The question is, and this is interesting, what would Ursula think of Thanksgiving?
Oh, she'd hate it. She would absolutely hate it. Are you kidding? All those people being happy and eating and enjoying themselves, how dare they? How? With all the problems in the world, look at them trying to be happy. That's Ursula.
How do you explain her to people?
I don't even try to explain her. Ursula is just Ursula. And there are some people in our world who are Ursulas. And so that's fine. That's what diversity makes our world fascinating. And Ursula, to me, is a fascinating character.
What would the world be without villains? How would you know who the good people were?
That's right. Comparison is what gives you the answer. And you know what? For the most part, and I've been like this since I was a kid, I've always liked the villains better than the heroes. Mm. They're more interesting. Because we find ourselves in them more than we do in the itsy-poo, adorable, angelic leading people.
Now, Pat, I just learned this statistic today that over 50% of people will put up the Christmas tree Thanksgiving night. Now, do you put your decorations up?
No. The week before Christmas.
Oh, the week before Christmas.
Yeah, because Thanksgiving is its own holiday. It isn't Christmas. It's Thanksgiving. You know, so decorate your table gorgeously and let food reign as king. But no, the Christmas tree does not go up in my house until a week before Christmas. Sometimes just 4 days. Because I think the closer it is to Christmas, the better it is, and the more fun it is to decorate. You feel more in the spirit. Well, that's just me. I don't expect other people to feel that way, but that's just the way I feel about it.
Well, it's interesting. You live in a climate, as well as we do here in Ohio, where it feels like Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that cold just is a good backdrop for the Christmassy feelings, because you can bundle up, and it's more fun to decorate, because then you don't mind getting some heavier-looking ornaments going. And I don't know. Yes, I like it.
Now, Pat, I wanted to play this. Now, we're not into the Christmas season yet, but Christmas Special comes out every year. It's been out for, I think, well over 30 years now. It's called A Garfield Christmas.
Now, is that still being shown?
It's still, you know where I'm going with this. Yes, still being shown. Now, the story in A Garfield Christmas, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but basically it revolves around Garfield getting ready for Christmas and trying to make the grandmother in the cartoon a help her have a happy Christmas, let's say. Now, I'm going to play a little clip of Garfield and Grandma from this great production that they play every Christmas time, and you might recognize Grandma's voice out there, listeners. Here we go, a Garfield Christmas.
Why, hello, Garfield. How did you know I needed a kitty in my lap?
Wild guess.
Since Grandpa passed on, I've whiled away many a lonely hour rocking and stroking my cats.
I envy those cats.
Grandpa was a proud man, a strong man. He was a good provider. We've never had much money, but we always had plenty of food on the table. And he always made something special for me and each of the children at Christmas. Men like him didn't feel like they could show much affection outwardly to the children, but on Christmas, it was okay. He always pretended not to be excited on Christmas morning, but his eyes gave him away. I think it was his favorite day of the year. Sometimes I wake up in the night and I can still feel his strong arms around me. This is the night I miss him the most.
Keep Christmas here.
Now, do we all recognize who Grandma was? It was Pat Carroll.
Yay! I love that character.
You know, that character is so great. And for the longest time, Pat, I didn't realize it was you. You used a different...
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, I'm honest. I'm honest about that. It was a kind of a southern voice.
Yeah, well, I kind of used my mama as a model.
That is a great Christmas story, and again, has a happy ending.
See? I find nothing wrong with a happy ending, and people who love the other, good luck. There's enough of that around for you to enjoy yourself. But I think all of us, when it comes to stories, are like kids. We like a happy ending, as we do in life.
Absolutely. Pat, in the last 15 minutes here, one thing the holidays does produce, a lot of great music. What music do you like to have on this time of year?
I like choral music at this time of the year, not only just Christmas carols and Christmas music, but anything that smacks of these holidays, also going into the new year. I love the optimism of the kind of music that is, and it makes you feel happy over holidays. And I think music should reflect exactly what we're celebrating. I don't think we should have depressing music over the holidays. I think it should be sprightly and uplifting and exciting and colorful and happy.
Absolutely. The years you were out in L.A. during the holiday time, was it hard to get in the mood with the warmer weather?
No, not at all. Christmas is a feeling in the heart, I think. And it has nothing to do with the weather. It has to do with what your heart is feeling like. And I always enjoyed Christmas in L.A. as much as I enjoyed it on the East Coast. It's who you're with. It's what your feelings are about Christmas itself and the celebration of the holiday. It always has to do with the person who's celebrating. I guess there are some people who are old pickle pusses who celebrate. That's their problem. But for the most part, I just think of the holidays as happy and people as happy who celebrate them.
You know, Pat, we just got a question in here. This is kind of interesting. This person is saying that the holidays, she enjoys them. She enjoys Thanksgiving, but she always feels so rushed. She has to get the kids ready. She has to get the food on the table. She's got to get the go to the grocery store. And how does she become happier being so rushed? What advice would you give her?
Well, as with everything, it's the individual, isn't it? And I say, if you think about your end goal, all that rushing and all of that dashing about, what's it for? To make your family happy. Now, I don't know a woman yet who is married and has kids whose main goal is not to make those children as happy as can be over the holidays. Well, if you keep that in mind, I think it's very simple. All you do is think about your kids' faces and the joy and the pleasure that you see in those little faces as all of the surprises and pleasures of these holidays happen, and you make them happen. Mommies are responsible for that. Daddies usually help a lot, but mommies are the starters, and they're the ones who keep going and plugging at it until the event is over. So just everybody relax, enjoy each other, enjoy the spirit of the holidays, and may blessings be yours always.
You know, Pat, it's interesting. No matter what person you're speaking with, whatever field they were in, when they go back and they say, how would you like to be remembered? Most people say, a good mother, a good father, a good family person. In the end, the holidays really kind of exposed that, maybe more than any other time of the year.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think people feel family more over the holidays, and a lot of people who don't have family miss it over the holidays, because that's what the holidays represent, families being together.
Absolutely. Do you like ham on the table? I know turkey's your favorite. Do you like ham?
I'm not as partial to ham as I am to turkey, I have to be honest. My mother was a Southern lady, so we had ham every Sunday, and I got rather tired of it. I'm not partial to ham to begin with. I prefer turkey, but thank God we have all of it. So we have choices. That's what I think.
Now, Pat, we get right down to it. What do we have for dessert on Thanksgiving?
Oh, dessert. Key lime pie.
Ah, key lime pie.
Oh, that to me is yay perfect dessert. With maybe a little spoonful of ice cream on top of it.
Now, do you go for the pumpkin pie?
I like pumpkin pie. It's not my favorite, but I do like it.
When you go out tomorrow and Thanksgiving starts, if you could hope for one thing, what would it be? Or Thursday, I guess. What would it be? What is your hope for that day?
That everybody be happy. Food is only an adjunct, and food always seems to be, for all of us, a way of celebrating. It's our joyous banner of, whoopee, it's a holiday. And I think that, along with that, it should represent family and the joy of breaking bread together, which has always been a form of communicating in all societies. It's a way of celebrating. And thank God for it, or we'd all weigh 14 pounds. But I tell you, I am so grateful for the holidays, because if I can't be with my family, it makes me very aware of my family. And I get on the phone, and I talk to them, and I call them more than once, and, you know, carry on like a banshee, because the holidays are for families. And if you don't have a family, adopt one. You've got friends. Treat the friends like family. And many times our friends are family. And be grateful for them. Be grateful for your friends over these holidays. God bless them.
And
aren't we lucky to have friends? Aren't we just lucky?
And
they're an addition to our family.
And one of the great things we get to do on Thanksgiving, because we're around people, maybe we're not around every day, there are these little gossip sessions that go on.
What sessions?
Gossip. Gossip sessions.
Oh, yes! And isn't it wonderful? And wouldn't you not miss it?
Now, were you ever one to do much gossiping, Pat?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I'm a woman. Oh, gossip is the most intensely entertaining thing in the world. My mother was a brilliant gossip. I mean, she turned it into sheer artistry. And we would all sit there like we were around a great storyteller in a conference. Oh, Lord, she could give gossip like it was a gift. I think gossip is not harmful gossip. I'm not talking that. That's ugly. And anything that's mean like that is no good, no matter what, no matter how good it is. But I think that gossip is, it goes back to early days of people around the campfire. What do you think they talked about? They weren't discussing books. They were gossiping.
It's
stories of people we know and people we live around, and that's intriguing. Because many times when you hear gossip, you don't know it.
Well, this is kind of interesting, maybe, to the listening audience, I hope, and maybe to you, Pat. I just recently learned, and maybe this is a little bit of gossip, how the word gossip started. That
I don't know.
Here, this is kind of, hopefully this is interesting. The King of England used to, you know, preside over England, and he did not allow people to speak badly of him, nor did the Queen, back many, many years ago. But people would go to pubs back then, and they might have a few, and the lips might get a little loose, and they would say things that they normally would not say about the king and queen. So the king and queen used to pay people to go to the pub and sit next to the people and report back to them what they were saying. But they didn't want that person to get intoxicated, so they used to tell them to go down and go sip. And over years, go sip became gossip.
Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't that an interesting derivation?
Oh, that's marvelous.
Yeah, they used to just go sip, and that's how they'd come up with it.
Go sip.
Yeah.
And that turns into gossip, you're darn tootin'. Oh, that's a good one.
That'll be a good story for the Thanksgiving table tomorrow.
That's right. And I hope everybody makes their Thanksgiving table a gossip center, because that's half the fun, is communicating with other people over food and dishy.
Absolutely. Pat, the big question, how do we all get to live to have 90 Thanksgivings?
How do we live to get to be 90 Thanksgivings?
Yes, how do we, like you, make it to have 90 Thanksgivings?
I think it's sheer luck. And it's in God's plan. I have nothing to do with it. If I'm still here, oh, thank you, dear Lord. And if it's go tomorrow, that's fine. It's been a wonderful trip.
But I think just
live good. Don't do too much of anything, and just enjoy and laugh a lot. I think God created laughter to help us all live. And I know that people of religion know that laughter is a gift to God. And remember Monsignor Sheen, who used to be on television?
Yes, oh yes.
He said that people who gave laughter to other people were blessed. And his best friend was Milton Berle. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that marvelous? And he used to go on about that, and he'd say, God has blessed you people who create laughter, because that's the best thing he gave us. And I think he's right.
You know, Pat, in all the conversations we've ever had, I don't think I've ever asked you this, when you wanted to be an actress, but how did you fall more into the comedic side than the dramatic?
Say that again. I don't think I'm hearing it clearly.
Well, you have said you wanted to be an actress, and you certainly became a great one. But I think you're more identified with your comedy roles.
Yes, which is wonderful.
Why do you think that was?
Because I'm probably better at comedy. And that is also a gift from the good Lord. I didn't make all that happen. And I just have been so grateful when I, at the age of 12, decided this is what I wanted to do. I'm so grateful that the good Lord made it possible for me to do it. I have so enjoyed it. I have so enjoyed making people laugh. It's been such a gift to me to hear people's laughter, and I think that it was one of the greatest creations God ever did, was to create laughter for human beings. It has saved all of us more than once.
In our last couple minutes here, Pat, what would you like to say to all the people who might be hearing this program for Thanksgiving? What Thanksgiving thoughts or wishes would you like to express to them?
Oh, what a wide open door that is. First of all, be happy. It's in your hands to make yourself happy. Don't allow unhappiness to create any problems in your life at all. Kick it out. Kick it out the minute it shows its nose at the door. Don't put up with it. And be happy. I think that's all God wants us to be, is happy. And I wish everybody that.
Now here is, before we wrap up, here's what I'm thankful for. I am thankful for the relationship that I have been able to have with you over these
many
years.
Haven't we had a good one?
Oh, and hopefully we're not done. Hopefully we
have. Oh, no, no way.
Because honestly, and I want to say this because I think the holidays are the time to say this in an open mic, that Pat Carroll, if you've ever seen her on television or on the movie screen or on stage, just know that she is the woman you see, that there could not be a kinder, nicer, more funny, inviting woman. And I'm going to be honest with the audience. I called Pat about 90 minutes ago to be on, and she said yes, and she always gives her best. The shows with her are never pre-planned, and they always are the best shows, because nobody...
Well, that's because we enjoy ourselves.
Well, and because there's nobody better than you, Pat, and that's what I'm thankful for.
Oh, your heart! I shall treasure those words.
I'm thankful that you'll have another 90 Thanksgiving. Because with your positive
energy. Oh, please, I'll follow you in that wish. Thank you so much.
Now,
these 90s have been wonderful.
Pat, with the last, we only have 30 seconds left. As we do head into the holiday time, because I love your voice, I love the songs you've sung over the years, do you have a little, maybe just bar of a Christmas tune that you can give us?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. That's about all I remember.
That's all you need to. The one and only, the amazing, the one of a kind, iconic, a treasure, Pat Carroll. I love you to death, Pat.
Right back at you. Have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas and New Year.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving as well. Bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Carroll doesn't get any better than that. For this day, this is Scott Spears, heading for the dugout.
So had my name on. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. And, you know, I'll just never forget it. I'm glad it happened. I feel blessed.
Do you ever think of an epitaph?
Yeah, I have. Love them.